Welcome back to these lessons from the book of Galatians, chapter 4. Today I'm going to read a few verses, beginning at verse 10 and down through verse 16. Paul said, "You observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as you are. You have not injured me at all. You know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel to you at the first, and my temptation, which was in my flesh, you despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where is then the blessedness you speak of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them unto me." Paul is saying in verse 10, you're trying to earn favor with God by observing certain days of the month or seasons of the year. I fear for you that perhaps my hard work with you was for nothing. Dear brothers and sisters, he said, I plead with you to live as I do in freedom from all of these things. For I have become like you Gentiles, free from these laws. You did not mistreat me when I first preached to you. Surely you remember that I was weak in the flesh when I first brought you the good news. But even through my weakness, you did not reject me. You did not despise me or turn me away. No, sirree. You took me in and cared for me as though I was an angel from God or even Jesus Christ himself. Where is the joy and the grateful spirit that you felt then? I am sure you would have taken out your own eyes and given them to me if it had been possible. Have I now become your enemy because I am telling you the truth? Here we find that Paul is making his appeal to his Galatian converts. He begs them to adopt an attitude like his own towards the ceremonial Jewish law. He then reminds them of the circumstances under which he brought the gospel to them and the affections with which he had been received. Attention is called to the motivation of the Judaizers' concern as compared to his for them. He pleads, "I beseech ye." This could be translated, "I beg you." No longer was the apostle arguing, he was now begging. His personal appeal was, "Be as I am, for I am as you are." This Paul is talking about the law of Moses. He was born a Jew and had chosen the way of faith. They had once accepted Christ by faith and was now ready to disown it for the way of the law, which he rejected. Thus he makes the appeal that they become again what he had become. The thought of having possibly labored in vain among the Gentiles brought back unto the apostle's mind the memory of his reception by them. He said, "You know how through infirmities of the flesh I preached the gospel to you." Paul may have been sick when he got there. He either went there or remained there because he was ill. The added clause, "at the first," identifies this visit as his initial contact with them. What makes this so important to Paul's appeal was the reaction to this unusual situation. And then Paul reminded them of the welcome that he received. Where is the frame of mind in which they had when he arrived the first time? The question is rhetorical, implying that it had ceased. They had genuinely accepted him with happiness and his message. So genuine and with such happiness did they receive him that Paul could bear record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. When Paul made this statement, some assume that this statement indicates that Paul's illness was one of poor eyesight. But it is possible that this was only an illustration of their willingness to do anything possible for him. In any case, Paul was describing their utter selflessness and their willingness to assist him. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.